in a vast abandoned library on the borders of civilization. Matthew and Eric find themselves trapped and lost with little hope of escape, surrounded by nothing but the esoteric books of definitely real authors. They resolve to do all that they can do. Read. This is Lost in Narration.
Why, hello there, Matthew. Hi.
Hi! Happy Corpse Month.
Happy Corpse Month. Can you believe it? Just a whole month talking about death and corpses.
Yeah, they said it couldn't be done. Technically 6 weeks, but we're bi-weekly at the moment, so... I felt like Corpse 6 weeks just didn't really have the same ring to it as Corpse Month. Not that Corpse Month had the ring to it. Corpse Month kind of sounds very grave, if you pardon the pun.
Nice one. Nice. Yeah. Maybe you could do 2 months and then call it Corpse Months, you know? Many months.
Corpse Months. Corpse Monsters. Maybe we could just keep on doing corpse scripts. And then the podcast gradually morphs, the story of our lives, because this isn't a podcast, maybe gradually morphs into just, it's all death.
Yeah. We'd have to change the name, though. I'm trying to think.
Lost.
Yeah, Lost.
And...
Damnation?
Damnation, yeah. And I like that you're assuming that we are damned.
Yeah, I mean, you are stuck in a library.
We're not only dead, but we're damned.
Stuck in a library. I mean, isn't that...
Yeah.
Isn't that, like, a metaphor for death? Is that the correct word, metaphor? Sorry, I haven't been to school in such a long time. I forgot how to read.
Well, you should... Most people, like, after they leave school, they don't just stop learning. They don't stop knowing how to read. I haven't been to school, like a 90-year-old doesn't say, sorry, I haven't been to school in like fucking 60 years. I forgot how to read. You should be reading.
I kind of wish someone told me that right before I left because I think it's
so
too late.
So after you finished school, you just stopped any semblance of learning. You just were sort of writing it out.
Yeah, I stopped everything. Like if there was no teacher... standing over my head being like, you have to do this, if you don't do it you're gonna fail, I'm not gonna do it. I mean, I need that threat. I need to be scared.
Well, I could, if you want to try catch up, I could try cheer you if you want.
Oh, tutor. Mm-hmm. Are you gonna scare me?
I think I can be threatening and educational.
Yeah,
which is the best combo.
Do you think one of these Corpse Months books, I'm just calling it Corpse Months now because I want to, because it's nice. I mean, I hope it's more than...
Yeah, you can.
I hope they see that it's very popular and then they decide to make it longer.
Yeah, it's malleable.
I'm claiming it. So if I read all the books on display, do you think any of these books would help me on my learning journey?
Would any of these books be considered educational in any sense of the word? I would say, yeah, I would say they're extremely educational. Especially in terms of death puns, that's pretty much the limit in terms of education. But, to answer your question very, very broadly, yeah.
I love that. I'm excited to learn. I'm not going to lie to you. It's been a long time. I kind of forgot how it all works, but yeah, can't wait. Especially in this library where you can't leave.
I almost forget that we're in a library. And we
you can't leave. You can't leave. Yeah. You're surrounded by books. I mean, yeah. I think it's the perfect place for me to be, you know, to learn.
It's the perfect place for you to learn. And if this book doesn't educate you in any way, then after we read it, maybe I can just give you a crash course. I can break down all the main things you should be educated on. Maths, and all the other ones.
And is there merch? Is there any corpse merch, something?
Is there any corpse? Yeah, we do. We are currently selling Corpse Month t-shirts. They are morgue exclusives.
Uh-huh.
So you can only wear them if you are, like, dead. And then, you know, when your family dresses a corpse, you would maybe dress them in a Corpse Month t-shirt.
Well, that's a shame because I want to wear it, like, now.
I mean, you could. You would just have to dig up.
You don't sell them? I want to... Oh my gosh, is there a book on how to dig up a corpse? Or...
Actually, this next one is called The Element of Demise.
Oh.
And it may just include a tutorial about how to dig up corpses.
Wow. Look at
me. I mean, who knows? Who knows?
Already.
Because we wouldn't want to promise that.
Already on my learning journey. This is wonderful. Yeah, thank you.
It's begun.
Wow.
As Corpse Month ends, your learning journey begins.
So I can't wait to learn how to deal with corpses. So I kind of like this Element of Demise one.
Yeah, I think we should read the fuck out of this book. Not to be crass. Barry of Barry Berries takes a seat at the desk of Mr. Magorium of Mr. Magorium's Wonder Crematorium.
Thanks for seeing me today, Mr. Magorium.
Why did you come here today, Barry?
Ugh, this war has gone on long enough. I came here to propose a truce.
A truce? That's awful rich coming from you.
Look, I know we both said some things in the past few years, done some things, but we're both grown-ups. We're just trying to get by. And I hope you understand that anything I've done to impede the growth of your crematorium, it was only to feed my family and my two secret families. It was never personal.
You murdered four of my brothers last month.
Yeah, so I'd have more bodies to bury. And didn't I do a stand-up job?
Mr. McGorian gives a humble nod.
Those were some pretty fine burials, to be sure.
Thank you. It was strictly business.
And altering each of their wills to make it seem like they wanted to be buried by you rather than cremated by their own brother?
Look, if you're going to write your will in a Google Doc, don't post an edit access link on your Facebook page. That's just common sense.
That's true. That part's on them.
You're just begging to be posthumously swindled.
I do appreciate the discount burials. That was a classy move.
Yeah. When several of your loved ones die at once, it's just cheaper to go with one big grave.
It's what they would have wanted. Close in life and close in death.
So you'll consider it a truce?
Mr. Magorian gets up and walks slowly to the window. He ponders the view, which is a brick wall immediately outside.
I suppose we have been at war for a while. And if I'm not mistaken, it's been the deadliest war in human history.
No, I don't think we can claim that.
Deadliest war in human history, and honestly, business has been good over here, especially since we found out about cremation furnaces.
I still can't believe your business lasted so long when you were cremating the bodies one match at a time.
What can I say? People like traditions.
Where is it a tradition to cremate bodies one match at a time?
Here! But my customers, they've grown to appreciate the furnace. Sometimes I think it might actually be better that it doesn't take several days and nights to burn their loved ones in front of them.
You sometimes think that?
But enough about the truce. Are you serious about this truce?
Deadly serious.
Don't talk about death. It freaks me out.
Your livelihood is... whatever, I'm serious.
All right, I see your truce, and I raise you a merger. Picture this. Barry and Mr. Magorium's Wonder Cremaburium.
Do you actually want this?
Why is that so hard to believe?
You killed six of my aunts last year.
Yeah, because I didn't like their tone.
That's true. Strictly business. So if our company's merged, we'd, cremate the bodies and also bury them?
Exactly.
And why?
What?
Why not just do one or the other?
I mean, it's called the Wonder Crematorium, Barry. If we just do one or the other, then the name just wouldn't make sense.
I guess I can see it.
So you're in?
Sure.
You don't sound very enthused.
Yeah, that's just my general demeanor.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
All right, well, obviously we'll need to do some testing.
Testing?
Of the burn and bury. There's more to mergers than just a name change, you know.
But we're effectively just doing the same shit as before.
The Haunting Act, Barry.
The who?
Have you seriously not heard of the Haunting Act? The law which prohibits any means of corpse disposal that might lead to unwanted hauntings?
That's a thing?
I can't believe you've been in the burial business for 170 years, and you didn't know about the Haunting Act.
And this is law?
Do you know what the punishment for breaching the Haunting Act is?
If I had to guess, I'd say jail time, or fines, or community service.
That's a good, sweeping guess, but you're wrong! No one knows! Mystery punishment.
Mystery punishment?
Yeah! Could be a small fine. Could be death.
But not both, right?
Could be neither. Could be both!
Oh, God.
Yeah!
Well, even after everything, I look forward to working with you. And hey, now that we're not mortal enemies anymore, I've always meant to ask...
Anything.
Well, obviously the name is, or was, Mr. Magorium's Wonder Crematorium.
Obviously.
So, is Mr. Magorium actually your name? You must have just changed it so it rhymed, right?
You're asking me if my name is actually Mr. Magorium? Like, in the movie? Of course I changed it so it would rhyme.
No, I know, I figured. I was just wondering, you know, if that's legal for your business to be called that.
Legal?
Yeah, couldn't you get sued?
Sued by who? Mr. Magorium? He's a fictional character, Barry. Use your head.
Ugh, I regret bringing this up.
I regret bringing this up. But enough about my disappointing daughter. Mr. Magorium's daughter, who had been standing beside her father for the entire conversation, runs out sobbing. Let's do some tests! Mr. Magorium empties a loose skeleton out of a bag. The bones tumble onto the floor of the crematorium.
Whose skeleton is that?
Hollywood starlet Susie Roundhouse.
It's Gracie Cowbell.
Sorry, Gracie Cowbell.
But why do you have it?
Sinkhole City Auction.
They were selling the skeleton of a deceased Hollywood starlet at an auction?
Would you rather they sell the skeleton of a live Hollywood starlet?
No.
Then stop whining. Do you have to be such a militant straight man in every conversation?
Well, I'm a silly little goose.
That's more like it.
So we cremate the skeleton of Gracie Cowbell, bury the ashes, and then what? Wait to see if we get haunted?
We'll give it 1 to 2 hours and see if we've been haunted.
1 to 2 hours?
Fucking hell, man. You got somewhere to be?
No, I mean, are hauntings usually that fast?
Contrary to popular culture, spirits are actually a very angry people. They tend to waste zero time. And when they do start haunting... there's rarely any of that moving some furniture around nonsense. More often than not, they just fucking kill you.
Jesus, whatever happened to selling your unfinished business and then passing on peacefully?
Yeah, funny thing about that is most people's unfinished business is killing as many people as possible.
Wow, I'll never feel safe again. You really think cremating and burying Gracie Cowbell's skeleton is worth the risk?
Barry, have I ever steered you wrong?
Many, many times. It's pretty much all you've ever done.
No, literally. I mean, have I ever literally steered you wrong?
I'd honestly forgotten about this, but yes. Now that you mention it, you did take the wheel from me when I was giving you a lift to the ER that day because of your alleged soft spine. We plunged into a ravine, barely making it out alive before my car exploded. At which point you glared at me and said, "I was kidding."
I too love our playful back and forth, but today I'm dead serious. I swear to you, on the graves of those ants of yours I slaughtered.
Would mean more if you were swearing on the graves of your own loved ones.
I loved your ants! Let the record show that I absolutely adored your 6 ants and their respective tones. And I swear, brother, cremating and burying Gracie Cowbell's skeleton is probably fine.
All right. Maybe it's the optimist in me. Or maybe it's the permanent brain damage from when you plunged my car into a ravine.
Drop it.
But I trust you.
So we're doing this?
We're doing this.
All right. Toss me a match.
No, man. You do the furnace now, remember?
So toss me a furnace. I'm still not fully clear on the difference. Barry and Mr. Magorium cross the vast expanse of land separating the Wonder Crematorium and Barry Berries, currently the only two businesses in town. Once they've arrived at the cemetery, Barry digs a grave. He's 4 feet down when a shovel hits the lid of a coffin.
Hockey bottle! Shit, my bad.
Barry digs another grave, and they toss the ashes of Susie Roundhouse into the hole.
There we go, that's the stuff. That's what the people want to see.
Barry fills in the hole. Once he's finished, he drops the shovel, panting.
Finally, Jesus!
Finally? I asked you to help me several times. We've been out here for hours, and you've just been standing, staring at me this whole time.
Hey, you're the expert.
It's digging graves. There's really not much to it.
You're being modest. I bet if I tried to help, I would have just fucked it up.
How?
Mr. Graham leans down to pick up the shovel. It disintegrates at his touch. He shrugs.
What are you?
All right, enough of that supernatural shit. Do you feel haunted by spirits yet?
I don't really know what it's supposed to feel like.
Well, go home, I guess, and you call me if you feel any haunt. I've got some, you know, rituals we can try, most of which are survivable.
What?
Some of which are survivable, I said.
That's not better.
Barry goes home, and after a long night of digging, he tumbles into bed and gets snug. A few hours pass, when suddenly he awakens. He's not sure what may have stirred him, but when his eyes wander to the doorway, his blood goes mild.
Ooh, it is I, Susie Roundhouse.
Greasy cowbell.
Sorry, greasy cowbell.
The girl takes a step forwards, her beaming blonde locks asunder.
Ugh. Oh God, I can't believe it. What did I do wrong?
You buried me bad. And for that, I will be... I'm gonna be pissed.
You're not really eloquent for a ghoul.
Why would I be eloquent?
I mean, you couldn't have rehearsed this. You had hours.
Shut the fuck up!
The girl takes out a gun.
Oh God, what is that? Some sort of supernatural ghoul gun? I'm sorry, please don't kill me. Wait.
The girl's wig drops to the floor.
Mr. Megorium?
You know what?
Mr. Megorium.
Look at you, beware the witless. I can't do this.
I can't believe this. There is no anti-haunting act, is there?
Barry,
I have something to confess.
This was all part of your plan. Were you gonna kill me?
I'm not actually the ghost of Gracie Cowbell. I'm Mr. Megorium.
Ugh, for the love of fucking God, I know.
Yeah, but only because my wig fell off.
I came to you to ask for a truce, and all you saw was yet an opportunity to get one over on me. I bet that wasn't even Gracie Cowbell's skeleton.
Oh, no, it was.
Really? You just happened to have actually bought her skeleton?
I'm a collector. A skelector, if you will.
Oh, I absolutely will not.
I'm sorry, Barry. I figured you had ulterior motives yourself. That's why I let it get this far. But I was never going to kill you. Just shoot you in the knee a bit.
A bit?
You know, just chip your knee a bit.
With a bullet, though.
I want to make this up to you. What say we make a real go of this? The merger?
Point your gun away from me.
Sorry, merger?
No. No, of course not. Part of me still worried this is all still part of your plan. But I won't press charges. And in time, I'll forgive you. Just not today.
Well, I assure you I'm going to do anything I can to bring forward that forgiveness. Speaking of...
Mr. Megorium takes a piece of paper from his pocket and hands it to Barry. I want you to have this.
I've had paper before.
Oh, now read it.
Redeem 60% off your next cremation. It's a voucher?
And it's valid for 10 days!
10 days? So I can only redeem the voucher if I die within the next 10 days?
Well, you can't redeem the voucher. You'll be dead.
Then what the hell is the point of the voucher?
I guess I didn't think the voucher through.
Wow, Matthew. That was a great book. Not gonna lie to you. It was great.
Yeah, do you think you learned enough, or do I need to do some hardcore tutoring just to catch you up on the last 40 or so years you've been alive?
Oh, actually, you know what? It was, like, so easy, you know? Like, it's like I'm really good at learning. Like, right now, I know everything there is to know about the funeral business, or, like, the cremation burial business, you know? I think I'm ready to start my own funeral home, if that's what you call them, right?
Yeah. Really? So you read one book about a funeral home, a crematorium, and a burial service, I guess. And yeah. Now you wanna start your own funeral home.
What can I say? I've always been a gifted child. That's something you cannot forget. So, yeah.
So you were a gifted child. You were in Mensa, and then after school you just stopped learning. And even though you were so naturally smart, you just sort of receded entirely.
I believe that we only have so much learning energy, you know.
Yeah.
Like the learning bar does not refill. You only have so much learning you can do. I used that all up as a gifted child. And then, you know, it takes a while to recharge.
And you now, learned so hard that you forgot so how. Hard.
I forgot how to learn. Exactly. Thank you. So after 40 years, I just feel like I've been born again. Like, I could learn literally anything. Okay. So what else? What else? What else have we seen on this book? What else can I do as a funeral person? Vouchers? Do you think vouchers would work?
Oh, you could learn. You could learn vouchers for funeral homes. Seems graphic a design. Little maybe tacky. Learn graphic design. You're gonna have vouchers for your funeral home.
I'm gonna learn graphic design to make vouchers for my funeral home. I'm also gonna learn how to make coffins. I want to do it all. You know, like I'm excited.
You want to do it all. I'm you want to even. Kill the people?
I want to kill the people.
Every aspect of funerals you want to be involved in, even if that means killing the people yourselves.
From start to finish, I want to be involved. I mean, I could even have, like, and hear me out. This is a genius idea, but don't tell anyone. Please keep this between us. I have to patent it. How about an IVF clinic next to my funeral home? Start to finish, baby.
Oh.
From the start of life to the end. And then, you know, everything
start
in between.
Start to finish.
Everything in between. Build a school.
What do you mean everything in between? You mean every single point in a person's life? You have a business for that?
Yes. Yes.
You have the monopoly on the game of life.
Yes, exactly. I want to own everything. Is that bad?
This is a fucking nightmare. This is a fucking nightmare. So people are born in your clinic.
Yeah.
And then they go to your school, presumably for-profit school. And then they study at your fucking university. They are employed, I guess, in one of the many businesses you own. And then when they die, they're bit. So they could just live in a street. They could live in your mall.
Yeah.
For their entire lives and then die and be buried in a mall. They never have to go outside at all.
No. But it's not a cult.
It's not a cult.
No.
It's not a cult.
Not a cult.
But yeah, I think as long as we're very, very clear that it's not a cult. And I think we should honestly maybe in every single business that we own, we should maybe include not a cult in the name. Just so people know that it's not a cult.
You know, even though everyone is going to be living in one same space, you know, and there's like a clear border and they're not allowed to leave and, you know, they have
and
to live
And that is
their...
the dream, by the way, just yeah. So we're all on the same page. That is the dream.
They have to live their whole life in there. I mean, I'm going to provide them with everything, okay? They're going to have everything they could ever dream of. So it's not a cult. It's just one place where they have everything and a place they're not allowed to leave.
It's not a cult. And as long as we get that message across and on every sign, on every business, it says not a cult underneath in brackets.
I think it should be a neon sign.
A neon sign? So maybe the sign of the business isn't neon, but just to get the point across that it isn't a cult, underneath that there'll be neon and it'll say, and the sign won't even be lit up at all. So at night, all you're going to see is that it's not a cult. But that's reassuring.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's going to reassure people.
Absolutely. Love that.
Yeah. It's revolutionary. And it's good. And it's not a cult.
No, not at all.
Maybe like a little bit.
Goodbye.
This has been Lost in Narration. Tune in next week to find out what the boys get into next. Though it's probably more books because of the library thing. Yeah.